Everybody, Jeff Haken in here along with Nathan Potowell in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got high school football action. This game is underway already. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Flambeau Falcons here at Logger Camp, and the Loggers have started out with the ball. There's 11 minutes 40 seconds to go. This game just underway, and it's third down and about three here. Third down and two, we'll say, from the Loggers' 38-yard line. Loggers working from left to right here in their black uniforms with yellow or orange lettering. And the Flambeau Falcons with some black pants. They got their white jerseys, red tops. Both teams at the top of the division here. And the Loggers with Denzine from the shotgun. No one in the backfield. And he's going to keep it himself up the middle. He goes. He gets it. The first down. He's got some room to go. He's at the 40-yard line. The 30. All the way down to the Flambeau Falcons 28-yard line. Shea Denzine found a hole. The leading rusher on this Loggers team. And coming into this game here, Nate, what is he at? He's at like
407.
Yeah, 407 yards on the season. And he broke away there. I don't know what that one was right there. Maybe 30 yards on that run. 10:54 to go here. It's 0-0. First possession of the game here for the Loggers. And it's going to be Denzine in the backfield by himself. Got a runner in motion. That's Hollinger. Shea's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. Picks up maybe 4 or 5 yards. And you're going to see a lot of that from the Loggers. The Loggers, a heavy run team. They have Shea Denzine leading this team with over 400 yards. Aaron Delasky right behind him at like 392, but he's got seven touchdowns, averages 10 yards per rush. B.J. Lueri and Evan Hollinger getting close to 200 yards apiece.
And three touchdowns each for them.
And Denzine from the 22-yard line. He's got Lueri in motion. It's going to be a keeper for Denzine. He flips it ahead, and B.J. Lueri falls on it. I think that's an incomplete pass. We'll see what it is there. A broken up play right there. And they're going to throw a penalty or throw a flag on that play. Not sure what it was. We'll find out here.
Grounding? Can't be. BJ was in the vicinity,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It's an illegal forward pass. Something weird. We'll find out.
It is intentional grounding.
How is that intentional grounding? BJ was right there. So not sure. I think they called intentional grounding. He threw it right to B.J. B.J. caught it.
Yeah, almost did. Is right.
Anyways, they're going to move the Loggers back 6 yards. So a silly call here to start out this game. And it's going to bring up a second down. A second down and nine here now for the Loggers from the Flambeau Falcons' 27-yard line. A beautiful night for football here. If you're in Phillips, come on down. Check things out. There's a few seats left in the crowd. All right, Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage here. 9:42 to go. It's 0-0 this game. First possession of the game. Denzine from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself again. Up the middle he goes. He's hit hard. Maybe picked up a yard or two. Going to bring up like probably a 3rd and 7 here from the Falcons' 25-yard line. So it looks like about a 3rd and 6 from the 25-yard line. 9:19 to go and ticking. This is a conference matchup here, the Northwoods East Conference. Both teams 3-1 overall. Loggers at the top of the division, 2-0. And here's Larry in motion. Denzine going to keep it himself. He's going to pass this one. Gets this one deep. Nobody out there. And no call, no flag on possible pass interference call. Going to bring up a fourth down. The Loggers in four down territory. They're going to go for it for sure. 4th and 7. And we haven't seen Delasky get the ball yet. Delasky averages 10 per rush. We need 7. Let's see what they do. 8:57 to go here. 4th and 6. Denzine in the backfield, all by himself. Going to keep it. Go left side. He's got B.J. Lowery as a blocker, but they're going to catch him. And they push him out of bounds after maybe a loss of 1. It's going to be a turnover and a change of possession here. 8:50 to go in this first quarter. And Logger is going to check out what their defense has here. And those stats are posted on this Falcons team, but I think we're going to get a heavy mix of both. They got a big, powerful runner. And the Falcons stepping up to the line of scrimmage here from their own 25-yard line. We have three receivers, 2 split left, 1 to the right. 3 linemen down. Looks like a run and gun type team here.
That's the rumor on the street, huh?
That's the rumor. 8:50 to go. Here we go. Flambeau from the shotgun. Over to the left side. It's a little pass out in the flats. And that one fumbled out of bounds. Ben Vernig with the tackle after a pickup of, we'll see what they gave him there. And it looks like he's going to get the first down or close. Maybe not quite, actually. But they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah, now they are.
But the line is on that side of the line, and the ball is on that side. So another odd call there. That's all right. All right, Flambeau going to have at it again. Quarterback keeper up the middle he goes and pick it up. He's still going. Picked up about 8 yards on that run, maybe 9 yards on that run. And that's going to be a second down and 1 from their own 46-yard line in this Flambeau offense. Looks tough here. And a little tough to see these numbers here right now. We'll go to some names.
It was number 11.
As we can. Number 11 is the quarterback. So Cole Schley.
I think.
We don't need thinks your name. We need
actual
confirmation. That's all right. And you got it. You were right on that one, Nate. That's Cole Schley, the quarterback. He's got a receiver split wide right. 2 backs in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to his back. Up the middle they go. Picks up about 4 yards. That's a strong running back right there. I'm going to see what number he was.
Number 6, Oliver Taylor.
So Oliver Taylor, the big back. He's a junior. And the Flambeau offense looks really good here. 8-10 to go here in this first quarter. It's 0-0. Flambeau Falcons with the ball right at midfield. Cole Schley in the backfield. It's going to be a counter, and the Loggers are there to stop it. A nice stop by them, but still picked up 3 yards. Yeah. You're going to pick up 3 yards on every play. You're going to get some first downs here. Just under 8 minutes to go here. Loggers defense learning this. This is a new offense we've seen. We haven't really seen one spread out like this, Nate. Prentice did it a little bit. Really a lot of athletes on this Phillips Loggers team. And they're calling out the names out here. Not a lot of size as far as the real big kids, but every one of them is a really good athlete. All right, here's Schley from the shotgun. He's got a runner in the backfield. He's going to hand it off up the middle and picking up the first down and some more was Oliver Taylor, I believe. Who was that time? That was number 28. And he's not on the roster.
26.
26, all right. Chance Ludisher with the run on that one. So nice run there by Chance, a power back right there. He was running through some tackles. 1st and 10, Flambeau moving the chains here. They're already down to the Loggers, 41-yard line. 6:55 to go. Cole Schley gets his offense going. Schley with the back near him. He's going to look like he's going to pass. They're going to get this one deep. And getting ahead of Ben Burdigan, making the catch and into the end zone. A touchdown for Flambeau. Riley Hughes with the catch on that one. And it's going to make it 6-0 Flambeau. I thought Ben got a hand on that one almost. He might have tipped it to that receiver.
That's exactly what happened.
So touchdown Flambeau. Opening up on their opening possession, and the Loggers have given up an opening possession touchdown on the last three games. And not a good trend that you want to have, giving up that opening possession touchdown. So here the Flambeau Falcons going to step up to the line of scrimmage and go for the two-point conversion with 6:36 to go. It's 6-0, Flambeau leading. You got two receivers split, one wide right, one wide left. And Schley moving to the right side, going to keep it himself, and they take him down. Two-point conversion, no good. And that's the score right now, 6-0 with 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewaltz here in Phillips, Wisconsin at a logger camp. It's the Phillips Loggers in a Northwoods East Conference matchup against the Flambeau Falcons. First year in this conference, and Flambeau Falcons on their opening possession roll right down the field with a touchdown. It's 6-0 to start out this game with 6:36 to go, and Flambeau is set to kick off. And that's big number 55, Isaac Brown. Kicks this one deep. Colin Kleinschmidt, he's set to return. Coming up this right side. Picks up 5-10 yards. He's tackled after about a 10-yard return. And a nice little return for Colin. The Loggers are going to start out at about their own 30-yard line. And Shea Denzine going to lead this team here. The quarterback, the senior, having a fabulous season. He was a Focus on Sports Athlete of the Week candidate a couple weeks back. And he brings his team up to the line of scrimmage, working from left to right here. And Denzine in the backfield by himself. Here's Luary in motion. And it looks like Denzine, it's good. No, who's got it? Aaron Delasky had it, but still for a loss of a couple yards. Flambeau defense, big, strong, tough athletes out here. Making sure that one guy ain't sitting in front of us like a basketball game, honey. 6:07 to go here. Inside joke. 6-0 here. Loggers are down right now, trying to find their offense. It's really been a Shea Denzine show here with a lot of these runs. I think they were running a lot of him to try to get these counters working and set up. It didn't work last time with Delasky. But here the Loggers are again, 5:44 to go. It's 6-0 Flambeau. Here's Denzine from the shotgun at their own 30-yard line. Back in motion. Denzine going to keep it himself. And there's something with Denzine here. They're seeing up the middle because it's the only thing working right now. Denzine picks up about 7 yards on that run. And he's just getting the pass out of the from the center. Out of the shotgun and taking his time, reading his blocks, finding the hole. And the Loggers here, it's 3rd and 12. I'm sorry, it's 3rd and 3 from their own 37-yard line. B.J. Lewery in the backfield. Direct snap to him. He's going to go up left side, up the middle. A couple cuts. He's got a first down. He's still rolling all the way up to the 50-yard line. B.J. Lewery, the Micronesian sensation with a nice run of his own. Nate, we talked about it. There's a lot of athletes out here on this Loggers team. You have Evan Hollinger with almost 200 yards rushing. B.J. Lewery with almost 200 yards rushing. Shea and Aaron with about 400 yards rushing. And you're coming in and you see a Colin Kleinschmidt, Lane Abraham out there. A couple more athletes, Ben Vernig on this offense as well. But here we go. And let's not forget about some of these linemen here. Callan Chuzzles, Kyle Seidenbender, Josh Nutt. Here we go. Denzine from the shotgun. First down. Going to keep it himself. No, it's a pass back left side. Colin Kleinschmidt gets it. He's got a little room on that sideline. Picks up about five. A nice play. It was a throwback all the way opposite side of the field. A dangerous pass.
The most dangerous pass.
But it worked. It worked for 5 yards. And Shea and Colin have that chemistry. They've been friends growing up forever, playing multiple sports together and seeing that connection there, chemistry. Here we have Lewery, direct snap to him, left side again, and he might pick up probably a no gain on that play. And that's going to bring up a third and five. From the Falcons' 47-yard line, 4:26 to go here in this first quarter. It's 6-0 Loggers. It's parents' night here, guys. 6-0 Flambeau. Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, the Loggers down 6-0. My bad, but it's parents' night here tonight. Halftime, I'm going to go down on the field, too. We're going to have a nice long break. And here we go. Denzine by himself. Hollinger in motion. Here's Denzine. Up the middle he goes. More Denzine. Picks up the first down. He's still chugging along. Shea Denzine all the way to the 37-yard line. A 10-yard run for Shea Denzine. 3:49 to go. The Loggers finding something on offense here. They step up to the line of scrimmage. And you really want to wear this defense out here. Some bigger kids. Denzine all alone. It's going to be handoff to Lasky, left side. And Delasky can't get going forward. And what's what you need with Aaron Delasky? You need him moving north and south. And that was for no gain there. So second and 10. Maybe a loss of one. Second and 11 it'll be. From the Falcons' 38-yard line. And the Loggers huddle up, get their play call in. Good-looking crowd in front of us here. We'll get some faces in the crowd a little bit later, Nate. And here is Shea from the shotgun.
Well, we got a play.
And got an illegal motion here on the Loggers. It's going to move them back 5 yards. So false start. And that's a second penalty for the Loggers. 2:46 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Flambeau. Their offense looked real sharp on that opening drive. The Loggers finding something here on their second possession. Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage. Got Denzine. B.J. Lewery in motion all the way right side. And there they got a jump. And in high school, you must not get the free play on that one. So Denzine with the old Brett Favre hard count. It worked. Got Flambeau to jump. They got those 5 yards back. So it's going to move the Loggers back up. It's going to be second, back to second and 11. From the 38-yard line. Nice job on the hard count there by Shea. If you're listening on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate it. Let us know who's watching. Here we got Danzine in the backfield. Evan Hollinger moves to the right side. It's going to be a pass play. They find Ben Vernick, and about a no gain, it looks like. Maybe a pickup of one. Going to bring up a third down and 10. So 1 yard pickup on the pass play. And checking in right now, Brody Janicek, a tall tight end. Probably goes about 6 foot four, 6'5". Out there with Lane Abraham, who's still growing.
Yeah.
Lane's got to be pushing all of 6'3" here. And Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage. Minute 13 to go here in this first quarter. It's 6-0 Flambeau. Danzine in the backfield from the pistol formation. Here's a pitch to BJ. BJ reading his blockers, gets the corner, picks up a couple, and he's hit hard out of bounds. Going to make it a 4th and 8. What a 4th and 8 coming up here. 4th and 9, they're going to call it. And it's Loggers' ball here. No punts coming, that's for sure. We'll see what the Loggers are going to come up with. 38 seconds and ticking here in this first quarter. And Hollinger comes in with the play call. Loggers will get one more playoff here in this quarter. The lights are on. It's a beautiful night. Couldn't ask for a nicer night for football. T-shirt weather yet, Nate. All right, here you got Danzine, a running back in the backfield. Tried the hard count. No go. And we got a timeout here from the Loggers. And we're going to stay right here during this timeout and go over a few things that have been going on here. We want to go over our high school sports sponsors. And we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. Thank all our sponsors. Helping bring this game to you guys on 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. A nice start to this game for Flambeau offensively. They rolled right through, got that touchdown, Nate. The Loggers, they're at a key possession here. It's only the first quarter here. They were stopped last time right around here on a turn or a turnover on possessions. 9 yards to go. Not an easy play to pick up 9 yards. Likely going to be a pass or some bit of a trickery. But we'll see what the Loggers are able to do right here. It would be really nice to keep this ball going, wear out this Flambeau defense. This Flambeau team is going to be a tough team to beat and just to stay with in this game. So here we are. Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage on a key 4th and 9 here. Danzine in the backfield. We have a two receivers split wide left. I'm sorry, just one. Brody Janicek as well, though. Here we go. We're going to get a little bit of trickery. That one passed up in the air. Caught by Callen Chuzzles, though. And Callen Chuzzles with a reception for no gain. I'm sorry, for a loss, actually.
Maybe.
So a little bit of trickery that the Loggers tried. They couldn't get the pass off in time. I think the play was there, but a nice job on defense from Flambeau. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be first down for Flambeau from their own 41-yard line, moving from right to left towards the elementary school. And the Loggers defense going to have to pick it up here and find out a few things, figure out a few things, get some tackles, though, without a doubt. And do we have another timeout?
End of the quarter.
Oh, end of the quarter here. There we go. Good thing we got you over here, Nate. So at the end of the first quarter, it's six to nothing. Flambeau leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's Northwoods East Conference action. Flambeau with the ball right now. It's a quarterback keeper for about 3 yards for Cole Schley. And Cole Schley picks up 3. It's going to make it second down and about 7 from their own 43-yard line. 44-yard line, we'll put it. So Flambeau working from left to right now. 11:38 to go here in this second quarter. And the Loggers, it's early in the game, but I'm going to say it again. It's a key possession here to get a stop possession. So Slay, Flambeau changes it up. We have 4 receivers, 2 split to each side. One of them's in motion. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Gets ahead. That's a nice job of running. He breaks a few tackles. Ben Vernick says no way, though. Throws him down hard, but after a first down and a big run from Cole Schley, the junior, should have been brought down about 15 yards back. He gets it all the way up to about the 41-yard line of the Loggers. And a nice run, a nice play setup. They change it up a lot. They'll pack things in, they'll spread things out, and still run the same plays off of them. That time it was against the left Loggers because they were spread out so much. Here they're spread out again, same formation. Schley in the backfield, and we're going to get a flag here. Something illegal on the Falcons is going to move them back. And we're really noticing that penalties are just so crucial in eight-man football. Yeah. I guess in all of football they are. So that moves them back 5 yards. It's going to be first and 15 now from their own 44-yard line, or from the Loggers' 44-yard line. Josh Nutton, this Loggers defense, ready to go, steps up to the line of scrimmage. And here's Schley from the shotgun. They're going to throw it right side. Nobody over on that side. This could be a touchdown. He's down to the 10, the 5. Colin Kleinschmidt tackles him, but it's too late. No, what are they saying? He was out of bounds. So a touchdown-saving tackle from Colin Kleinschmidt, but all the way down to the 1 yard line. Big run there for Flambeau, taking a big step here in taking control of this game. 10-10 to go here. It's 6-0. Flambeau with the big run. And Peggy Esterholm, good to have you. Evan Hollinger is your boy. Your grandson. We're going to do as much as we can to keep an eye on Evan. Evan's have been having a good season. All right, here's Schley in the backfield here with big number 55, Isaac Brown. Schley's going to run behind Brown, and Loggers hold him. So a nice job. I think a loss on the play with 10 minutes to go here in this second quarter. It's going to be second and goal from the 3 yard line this time. And 9:47 to go here. Flambeau football all the way down to the 3 yard line of the Loggers. Second and goal. Here they go. They step up to the line of scrimmage. That's Schley along with Oliver Taylor in the backfield. Schley, he's going to get it. He's going to try to pass it over the top. And they get it for the touchdown. Touchdown Flambeau. That was number 21, Riley Hughes. We've seen him a little bit. Makes it 12-0 Flambeau. this Flambeau team had a big game against Hurley. They lost to Hurley. They were within a touchdown all the way down to the last few seconds. Ended up losing by 14 on like an interception return, something like that. But Flambeau and Hurley, Phillips trying to see where they're at in this conference right here, and this is a good matchup against Flambeau. Here's Schley going for the two-point conversion from the shotgun. Got a couple receivers split out wide. They throw this one. It's no good. That two-point conversion, no good. Loggers hold it to 12-0. 9:31 to go here in this first half. And score 12-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 12-0 lead for the Flambeau Falcons as they're set to kick off here from left to right. Back deep, Colin Kleinschmidt set to return. He's up about 10 yards, goes out of bounds after about a 12-15 yard return. And it's going to be decent field position here for the Loggers with 9.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And the Loggers are going to start out from their own 38-yard line. I'm wrong. Where are they at? 37-yard line.
37. One of the first teams we've seen actually kick the ball away.
Yeah.
One for the onside.
Yep. A lot of onside kicks. The Loggers have been very good with them, though. They've gotten a lot of them. They're going to have to score here to get some more, though. Here we got Denzin in the backfield by himself. Loeri in motion. No, Denzin going to keep it himself. Denzin makes a couple moves, makes a couple guys miss, picks up 12 yards. Shea Denzin having himself a ball game. First down, Loggers. 9:14 to go here. Holly Vernick right in front of us. That keeps her clapping, keeping this crowd going down there. And it's going to be first down for the Loggers right at our favorite spot, the 51-yard line. We get one every game, 8:54 to go here. Denzin gets it. It's a counter to Delasky. He loses it, falls on it. And it's going to be second down. That backs him up a couple yards. Delasky's having a tough time getting rolling here right now. A 400-yard rusher with, what did we say, 7 touchdowns?
Yep.
Averages 10 yards per rush. He's a guy that can go for the big play at any moment. What did we say, Nate? He's like trying to catch a deer out there. If you get him running north and south. You ever try to catch a deer?
I have not.
We've tried to catch a calf out in the field, though. That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
All right, here's Denzin with Loeri in motion. Denzin going to keep it him again. Denzin with another nice run. He's got a first down. 12 yards on the run for Shea Denzin. Down to the 38-yard line. 8:05 to go. The Loggers are finding something with Denzin up the middle. Loeri comes off the field. Evan Hollinger onto the field with the play. And the Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage. Denzin from the shotgun. Hollinger split right. Abraham split to the left. Here's Hollinger in motion. They're going to give it to him. And he's grabbed by the shirt right away. Flambeau broke through the line of scrimmage. Hollinger had nowhere to go. A loss of about 3 yards. Could have been a horse collar on that. And I don't know if it's the horse collar, if they get the jersey, Mick, or not, but it was right there. It was around the neck. So Flambeau could have got away with a call right there that would have been a big one for the Loggers. Instead, it's going to be second down and 14, maybe 15 from the 44-yard line, and they're going to give it to BJ up the middle. And Flambeau's defense, and here we're going to get the penalty, I think. Are we going to, for unsportsmanlike? You're talking to him. There's extra shoving going on by Flambeau. The officials have noticed it, and they're giving multiple warnings. Throw the flag. 6:53 to go here. Another loss on the play for the Loggers. Going to bring up a third and 16-17 right now. Loggers got to come up with a little emotion here. Hollinger split wide right. Denzine in the backfield by himself. Here's Denzine up the middle. He's got room. Denzine, a nice pickup. He's still going. Almost picks up a first down. Shea Denzine with a 16-yard run. Going to make that fourth down a little bit more manageable. 6:18 to go here. Fourth down now, though. Big first down here the Loggers need right now.
Yeah, they need.
Desperately need this one.
They need to score on this drive.
They're all the way down to the 31-yard line. And got to control that line of scrimmage. Shea's not bowling over players. He's being patient, picking his holes and attacking. And here he is again from the shotgun. Got Luary split left. He's in motion. Here's the snap. Denzine, a keeper, going to get the first down and a little bit more all the way to the 23-yard line. Shea Denzine having a hard time stopping him here today. So the Loggers move the chains. It's first down, 5:33 to go here. It's 12-0. Flambeau leading the Phillips Loggers here at Logger Camp. And a nice crowd here tonight. Our very own Steve Keeter's down there in front, keeping an eye on this game. Always good to have Steve. Denzine from the shotgun again. Hollinger split wide right. Denzine's going to keep it. Following his back, should have took that one. First hole cut back and ends up being a no gain. Going to be a second and 10. Maybe a pickup of one. We'll call it a second. We'll leave it at a second and 10. So Falcons read that one nicely. The Loggers not having a lot of luck trying to get the corners on this Flambeau team.
It's got to be north.
North and south seems to be the answer for the Loggers. Here's Denzine, someone in the backfield. It's Luary. BJ keeps it himself, left side. Gets around, makes a move. He's still going. He's down to the 10. First down, BJ Luary. Vinton, that's my boy down there. Nice run for BJ. Gets the first down. Loggers. Inside the 10-yard line, all the way down to the 7. Going to be first and goal for the Loggers. He wanted that one bad. BJ's got a goal of three things, a sack, a tackle for a loss, and a touchdown. We'll see if he can get one here today. 4:12 to go here, and ticking. Loggers moving. Here's Hollinger. He drops that one. Hollinger picks it back up. He's making something out of nothing. Evan Hollinger gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Evan Hollinger. We heard the crowd moan and groan when it went on the ground, and Evan wasn't going to fall on it. He made a touchdown. That's going to make Grandma Peggy happy. 4 minutes to go. The Loggers score. It's 12-6. They're going to go for the two-point conversion, and a couple exciting runs from BJ and Evan get the crowd on their feet here and get the Loggers back into this ball game. A dangerous play when you don't just fall on it. And here we go. This one directly to BJ. Up the middle he goes. In for the two-point conversion. BJ Luary, the Micronesian sensation for two. It's 12-8, and the Loggers making it look like a ball game again. 4:02 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here, we're excited and fired up now. That was a great possession for the Loggers. A couple beautiful runs by Jay Denzine, especially early on, but B.J. Lueri and Evan Hollinger finishing things up on that one. B.J. ending up with the two-point conversion after the Hollinger touchdown, and it's 12-8 here with 4 minutes to go. Josh Nutt onto the field, set for the pooch kick. And here it goes. And that one, nice bounce on the play. Flambeau falls on it nicely, and they're going to start out at their own 45-yard line, maybe the 46.
Schwamigan's beating Athens 6-0.
Schwamigan up on Athens 6-0. So nice start there for Schwamigan.
Thanks to Steve Teeters for that.
All right, there we go. Our go-to guru, Steve Teeters, kicking us some info. And Schwamigan looking for their first win in conference, I believe. But no, they beat Prentice, didn't they? They beat Prentice.
Yes, they
get their second win in conference. They can keep that going. Here we go. Here's Flambeau with the ball. Cole Schley from the shotgun. They got to try to catch him left side. He's fast. He gets around the edge. He's still going. Oh, my gosh. He's down to the 30-yard line of the Loggers. A big run right there of 25 yards. 3:51 to go here. And the Loggers having trouble offensively finding the corners. But this defense, or the offense for Flambeau, they get the corners, and them backs are fast. That quarterback's fast, strong, and they're rolling on this offense. The Logger's going to have to find a way to get a stop. Then two possessions, two touchdowns for Flambeau, correct?
That's correct.
And no point, two-point conversions. That's the key. 3:51 to go. Here's Cole Schley again. Going to keep it himself. Try the right side. Wrapped up by Gillespie. Got him by the pants. Almost pulled him off. And he ends up getting the tackle. Do you see those pants got stretched out there? Almost like a cartoon. But Schley kept rolling. He wasn't going to let that stop him. 3:34 to go here. It's going to be second down and three for the Flambeau Falcons after a 7-yard run there by Cole Schley. So second and three from the 30-yard line. 3:17 to go here. Flambeau with a 12-8 lead. A must-stop situation for the Loggers. And we're going to get a timeout from Flambeau. So with 3:11 to go here, we're going to get a timeout. We're going to stay right here in the booth. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. And we want to thank everybody for listening here tonight on 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. If you're listening on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel here, good to have you guys. A fun game here so far. Loggers, it took them a minute to get rolling in this one.
Like always,
once they started, though, you've got all those different backs able to do different things. And you've seen Hollinger and BJ and Shea just willing themselves to some extra yards and not going to go down easily, that's for sure. But a nice job by them. They've been just great backs all season long. Gillespie having a little trouble here getting going north and south. We're going to see something from him, though. I'm not worried at all about that. So here we go, 3:11 to go here. Both teams back onto the field. And it is Flambeau here with the ball, up 12-8 here. And they have the ball at the 30-yard line. It's second and three. Schley gets it straight ahead. He goes, picks up the first down, still rolling behind that big line, pushing him, and all the way down to the 20, maybe 21-yard line. Oh, I was wrong. Looks like the 18-yard line. Yeah, Phillips getting manhandled down there. They're just pushing right through us. We're going to have to get a push. And it's a different type of team. You don't have the Brandon Summers out there on the Ethan. Ethan? Nope, other Ethan. You don't have some of these big boys. Ethan Upson. Thanks. Ethan Podmolik. Here's Schley again. This time he stopped just when we heard that the loggers were getting manhandled up there. I think the loggers found that out themselves. They got a push and finally got a tackle for a loss. 2:33 to go here in this half. The clock is ticking. It's 12-8. Flambeau leading, and they're all the way up to the 16-yard line, maybe the 17-yard line. So it's going to be a 2nd and 9, we'll call it. I like that. 2nd and 9. After that loss on the play. And here's Schley again with a big back in the backfield. And he's going to counter to the right side. He gets the corner, makes a move, dives towards the end zone. And he's going to be tackled just shy of the end zone. And I think Ben Vernig on the tackle. But what a power run that was right there. Minute 57 to go. 12-8. Flambeau having their way, getting the corners. And Lager's going to have to find a way to get a little penetration from them ends. Here we go. 1st and goal here from the 1. Here's Schley. He's going to take it himself. And the Lager's stop it. Nice job. Who's at the bottom of that? It looked like maybe Hollinger. And what? There we go. So a tackle for a loss. Going to be 2nd down from the 3, maybe looks like, so or the 4. So the loggers have backed them up a little bit. They called that a touchdown?
Yeah.
No way. Okay. Oh. He didn't get into the end zone, but it was a touchdown. He got tackled inside the.
Yeah, that was.
Okay. Wow. So a late call there. They're going for 2 right now. That's disappointing. And into the end zone he goes. That was a 2-point conversion. He never got there on that last call. I don't care who you are. You can watch that one again. They gave him the touchdown. Nobody even knew. It's 20-8 right now with a minute 49 to go. No home court calls here.
No.
And loggers. We're going to stay right here with a minute 49 to go. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors one more time. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. And thanks, everyone, for listening, and thanks all those sponsors for bringing you this game. Yeah, that was a shocker to me. I didn't know what was going on right there. I thought they tackled him for a loss. So a late call on the touchdown. Somehow he got talked into it. And Lager's about to receive a kickoff here. So minute 49 to go. It's 20-8. Flambeau leading after the curious call. And here's Flambeau. They kick off. This one deep. It's going to be Colin Kleinschmidt again. He returns that one 10, 15 yards, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Lager's ball with a minute 44 to go. It's 20-8. Flambeau leading. And Shea Danzine leading this Lager's team onto the field. And Lager, see what they're going to be able to do here. They're going to go for something here. Minute 44. See what they can come up with. Lager's in their set formation. Danzine from the shotgun. Luary split to the left. He's in motion. Going to be the counter. No, it's Danzine going to keep it himself for maybe a yard. Flambeau's big, strong defensive line. Not giving up any ground. And minute 30 to go and counting. It's 20-8. Hey, it's parents' night, guys. Halftime coming up. We're going to have a little extended halftime here. I'm going to go down on the field by my boy BJ. I get a flower or something, I think. It's going to be intense.
It's going to be intense.
All right, here they give it to Zalewski. He's where he wants to get it. Makes a couple moves. He's going north and south. One guy to beat. He's going. He's going. One more guy. The 10, 5, caught up all the way down at the 5-yard line. A'Ron Zalewski, you needed him to get the ball on that play. He did get caught from behind on that one, but he was rumbling and stumbling.
Wow. That was impressive.
That was impressive. The Loggers need to score on this one, get right back into the ball game. And, oh, my goodness, you just seen what A'Ron Zalewski can do at any given moment. A beautiful run, caught from behind. You see the athleticism from Flambeau. Loggers set up this one to Lowery. BJ, up the middle he goes. A touchdown! BJ Lowery, the Micronesian sensation. My boy, touchdown! Big play there. Late Abraham hobbling off with the ankle.
Well,
really making me mad with that. And 44 seconds to go, and the Loggers closing the gap. They're down 6. It's 20-14. And the seniors coming up big here, along with Zalewski. Zalewski, just a junior. A beautiful run on that play. Of about 60 yards, 70 yards.
Yeah.
Here we go. Direct snap to Hollinger. Hollinger, right side, following his blockers. He walks into the end zone. Evan Hollinger with the two-point conversion. It's 20-16. 44 seconds to go here in this second quarter. And we're going to stay right here with Jeff and Nate. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors one more time. And we got Forward Bank as they're stretching out Lane Abraham down there. Nothing serious. Lane just cramped up. He needed a couple glasses of water. He'll be fine. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. So, here we go. Lane, taking care of Lane on the sidelines right here.
Get a close-up of Lane, huh?
No. 44 seconds to go. Loggers set to kick off. And I'm sweating up here, Nate. That's some excitement going on. And here we go. Josh Nutt going to kick off for the Loggers. And here we go with 44 seconds. See if Nutt's going to kick this one deep. They do this time. Josh kicks this one over the head of everyone. A nice bounce. It goes out of bounds at about the 23. The flag goes out, and I think it's going to come up a little bit. Yeah, so they can either re-kick or it goes to the 35. We'll see what Flambeau chooses. I think they're just going to take it at the 35 with 44 seconds to go. So a player down here, is that player down for the Loggers?
No, that's a Falcon.
Flambeau. So Flambeau Falcon down on the field here right now. And thanks for watching here, Facebook and on 98Q Country. A little bit of a timeout right here. They're tending to a player for Flambeau down on the field. I didn't see what happened. Lane Abraham was down for a minute, holding his knee. He popped back up. He's running around. He'll be all right. And we're sweating up here, guys. It's hot. I'm excited. It's a beautiful night for some football. The lights are out. I don't know. It's got to be running right around, what, 60 degrees here. 67 we got yet here at 8 o'clock at night probably. And hopefully this player for Flambeau down on the field is all right. He's laying on his back as they're talking to him right now. But we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV.
Built the best seat in the house at Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Jeff Hakenin, along with Nathan Podwelt, here in Phillips, Wisconsin, at Logger Camp. There's 44 seconds to go. The Loggers just coming off of that big touchdown here from B.J. Lueri. It was Aaron Delasky on the big run before that, but we got a player down on the field here for Flambeau still yet. With 44 seconds, they did call the ambulance. So they called the ambulance over here, and Phillips has an ambulance on site. So they're going to get down here, but they're holding them still, so possibly a neck injury or something like that. Tough day for Flambeau. But we see him moving, so he's okay as far as that goes. So a couple injuries in this game here so far, and not what you like to see at all, but here we get a chance to see our Price County ambulance come onto the field, and they're going to take this player away, get him where he needs to be here. I guess, Nate, time to do a little faces in the crowd while we're here. Guys, let's see who's all here. I got Holly Vernig, of course, the loudest gal in the stadium. Drew Hoshield, the big Swede down there, looking fresh. Good to see Drew. I see Scott and Kerry Brooks. Who else we got down here, Nate? I think there's a Dave Drexler sighting. I've seen some. Oh, Will Knack. Will Knack back. We haven't seen him for a couple years. He had such a good season a few years back. And better give some credit out there, too, to Dan Vernig and Travis Delasky on statistics. They're out there every game doing their thing behind the scenes, keeping things in order. But a nice crowd here tonight, and we're going to end up sending it back here to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for another two-minute timeout. We'll send it back for 2 minutes. We'll be back in a couple.
Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, All of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwell. It's kind of a lull moment here in this game with 44 seconds to go in the first half. It's 20-16. The Flambeau Falcons leading the Phillips Loggers right now with 44 seconds left and the ball at their own 35-yard line. But we had a player down on the field on that last play. Was that on the kickoff, actually? And they're taking him off onto the stretcher here right now. Chance Ludacher got hit pretty hard. We didn't really see it, but he didn't come up. But I think they're taking some precautionary things. We've seen some hands moving and whatnot, so that's always a good sign, I guess.